Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But what I really want to hear about now is the way the rest of the world is looking at the Browns as they go through this four quarterback competition. So let's get a little bit deeper perspective on this. Jori Epstein from Yahoo Sports is senior reporter. She's an author. She's worked some big time gigs before. And now she is nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jori, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Jori.
Jeff, Andy, thanks for having me on. Great to join you all.
Well, you had a chance to hang out in Berea for a little bit. Just what were your impressions of our little world here in Northeast Ohio?
Yes, absolutely. I was at minicamp both Tuesday and Wednesday, and I love how you introed the show of what's the outside world thinking, because That's why I went to Berea. I wanted to understand, well, okay, how does what I'm thinking and what the national media that I'm a part of is thinking compare with what actually is the case on the ground? And I think what was most interesting to me is from the outside, it's like a four quarterback competition. When was the last time we saw a four quarterback competition? And then when you get there, I'm like, is it a four quarterback competition? To me, it does not quite feel like that, especially if you're talking about week one only. I definitely would think week one, I would expect, unless something drastic happens, that we'll see one of the vets out there. But I kind of like that the Browns are like, why not compete? And all the story up on Yahoo Sports later today, where general manager Andrew Berry told me, he was like, if anyone's not able to handle that competitive mindset, they're probably not competitive enough to actually be in this role. So I think that they're kind of like, there's no downside, but I felt like the vets knew very well where they stood relative to the rookies.
When you looked at the four guys on the field, Jori, did you think, yeah, they're going to find a guy here? Or did you think, oh, good Lord, this isn't going to work?
Well, I guess I'd ask you, are you saying find a guy for week one, find a guy for the 2025 season, or find a guy for the next 2 to 5 years of your franchise?
My fingers are crossed for 2 to 5 years, Jori.
I think right now, I mean, look, no one thinks Joe Flacco is going to be here for the next 5 years. Maybe Joe Flacco does. I don't know. It's funny. Dylan Gabriel had a line when we talked to him on Tuesday, and he said, I mean, everyone in the NFL thinks they're starter caliber. Like, you kind of have to have that mindset if you're going to be there. So maybe Joe thinks so. And I am part of that delusional media crowd that voted him for comeback player of the year 2 years ago, and everyone got really mad because they're like, DeMar Hamlin came back to life. How did Joe Flacco win? And I'm like, yeah, but he didn't play football that year. Anyway, I digress. I think what I would say is Joe's not your future. Kenny Pickett might be. I haven't seen that from him yet. And the rookies, I don't know. I think what you have to recognize is that right now in OTAs, in minicamp, what you're really able to tell is how well is someone able to run the operation and the cadence and understand the playbook. And obviously Joe has an immense lead on that, not only because he has by far the most experience in the NFL, but he also has the most experience in Kevin Stefanski's offense. But Kenny Pickett looks good out there too, and also what they're asking him to do, he's able to do it. If anything, I think the reason that we're not seeing Joe Flacco get many reps at all and Kenny Pickett get so many either is because in OTAs, they're trying to evaluate and they're trying to say, how can we get everyone ready for training camp? You know what you're going to get out of Joe Flacco. So I would say Dylan Gabriel definitely is really impressing people around the building in terms of just the way he's able to grasp the playbook. I think they feel like the three schools he went to and the different offenses he's been in have really allowed him to pick up the playbook. And Shedeur Sanders, from a physical, like, playmaking ability, also has a lot of potential. But I think it's very normal for a rookie to say, hey, we need a little bit more time before we can actually operate the offense in the way that the coach is asking at the pro level.
All right, Jory, so I'm going to go quickly to this question because I normally ask it at the end of every person we have on here that covers the Browns. Give me your Browns quarterback depth chart, and I'm trying to read into what you just said. So if the Browns had to set a depth chart for the first preseason game, we'll call it that, today, give me your list 1 through 4.
Preseason, it's funny you say that because also my story later from Andrew will be like, why do we have to give 70% of the reps to the starters? Just because people around the league do that doesn't mean that we will do that. So
oh, this is Cleveland. We don't do that. This is Cleveland. Our preseason games don't ever reflect what you just said. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
He was saying in practice, actually. So I'm saying, like, the preseason depth chart, like, I've seen teams definitely play around with that. So you want, to be clear, you want my preseason depth chart, not my week one depth chart.
Is to be honest, correct? I really want your week one, but I'm going to.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, do week one.
Okay, I think Joe Flacco, number one. I think Kenny Pickett. I don't think he'll be on the roster. The Browns say absolutely they can keep four. I think that they'll try and get a trade asset for him and understand. I mean, Andrew Berry's got that Howie Roseman, the Philadelphia general manager mentality of, like, what's the best way I can use my resources? And I think Kenny Pickett being traded would better. And I think Dylan Gabriel will be the number two and Shedeur Sanders. So I think as long as Dylan Gabriel can show that he's ready for backup capabilities, I don't think they'll keep Kenny Pickett.
Do you
think obviously Deshaun Watson's injured, but in the room.
Jory, do you think Dylan Gabriel's ready for that, and do you think Shedeur Sanders could be?
I think Dylan Gabriel is not currently ready in June, but I think that he has the capacity and the experience based off his college experience and what he's done to be able to be ready for the backup and maybe like a midseason starting role. I think Shedeur Sanders is not as close as Dylan Gabriel to being able to operate what Kevin Stefanski wants. And I don't mean that as a knock on him. I think we all probably know that Shedeur has a higher ceiling in terms of his physical playmaking, and Dylan has more of a pro readiness based off what he experienced in college.
Jory, what are your thoughts
on? I think the latter is going to be is matter more to Kevin Stefanski. Carry on.
Okay. No. Just your thoughts on Dylan Gabriel, because I think one of the realities that we keep hearing more and more about is his height, and there might be some amusement parks he might have trouble getting on rides at, whether it's Six Flags or Cedar Point or something like that.
That wasn't nice.
I know, but his ability on the field does not mirror his height. That's the thing that's interesting to me. Like, you go back and watch him play at Oregon, it doesn't matter, but for some reason, I don't know why, because he's wearing an NFL uniform, it's starting to make me wonder. So help me understand how he's going to be able to solidify this and to let people go. It doesn't matter how tall he is.
It's so funny because if I saw Dylan Gabriel in street clothes, I'd be like, oh, you're 5'11". He's probably 5'10 if he's listed at 5'11". I'm 5'3 on a good day. You're much taller than me. But like you said, relative to the other guys out there. Like,
all right, so don't go to yeah, I was going to say, don't go to Six Flags or Cedar Point. You might be in trouble on some of the rides. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, if Dylan can't get on the rides, who knows what I'm going to be able to do out there. But I think that when you look at what he's able to do, the thing about, do I think he's going to be able to see over the offensive linemen on every play? No, neither could your Breeze and neither can Russell Wilson. But I think that in Kevin Stefanski's offense, it's about timing and throwing with anticipation. And I actually feel like I've started to understand this a little bit better in the last couple of days, which is when we say throwing with anticipation, we don't just mean like knowing where the guy's going to be. It's also like throwing it before it's even relevant, whether you could see. And this came up when Shedeur Sanders got all this flack for patting the ball during his pro day. And I was asking defenders, does it actually matter? Does it throw you off? And they're like, you think we can see back there? You think we have time for this? Like, and offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators told me, as long as you get the ball out on time, that's what matters. It doesn't matter what you do on the way to getting it out. It's the timing and the rhythm. And so I think that if Dylan Gabriel throws it with the timing and the rhythm, it doesn't really matter if he can see, because when you're throwing with anticipation, you can't see what you're throwing to because they're not there yet.
Jory Epstein's joining us. She is a senior writer for Yahoo Sports, covers the NFL. You used to work in Dallas, and you covered the Cowboys. Stick with me on this, okay? Here in Cleveland.
Okay, that's quite the windup, but carry on.
Yeah, thank you very much. Here in Cleveland, early in the Haslam ownership, they didn't show a whole lot of patience. They're showing a lot of patience now with Kevin Stefanski, with Andrew Berry. They've said, you know, we don't have to force feed the quarterback and all that. I think Jerry Jones has had the reputation of an impulsive owner. I think he's actually pretty patient, but it hasn't led to the success that the Cowboys think they should have. Is continuity and patience what the Browns need in this situation? With not just with the quarterback, but with the franchise after making the playoffs and then going 3-14?
I'm so glad you asked this because we had a Browns-related podcast with Yahoo a couple months ago where I turned it into a Jerry Jones conversation being like, why do you guys, like, can we just remember based off what's going on here how patient Jerry has been? And they're like, why are you bringing it back to the Cowboys? And I'm like, exactly what you're saying right now, which is this idea of like, Jerry has had a lot of stability. He's had stability at coach. I believe Dak Prescott's been the quarterback of the Cowboys longer than any other quarterback in the league has been quarterback of their team right now. I know in the NFC and I think in the AFC. And obviously a general manager, Jerry Jones has been the general manager for the better part of 30 years. I think if you're the Browns right now, your top goal should be to have a quarterback that you feel great about by the end of the 2026 season. I know that's not fun for fans to hear. And why not have a Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix type situation where if you beat that timeline and Dylan Gabriel turns out to be Bo Nix, fantastic. But I think that really, like, the way the staff contracts are set up right now, from Andrew Berry to Kevin Stefanski to the coordinators, I do think there's an element of we need to create a foundation that we don't have. Jimmy Haslam was very honest at owners meetings a couple months ago about the swing and miss they had on Deshaun Watson. And so I think that the goal needs to be, you can't win without a quarterback in this league. Find your quarterback, do what it takes. Obviously try and win and keep morale up because Myles Garrett and the likes aren't going to like it if you don't. But I do think there needs to be like an evaluation period. And that patience, like you said, is going to be what gets them there.
All right, Jory, you threw me a fastball then for your alma mater, Texas, because there are a lot of Browns fans that wouldn't mind seeing Arch Manning here next year if you're talking about the end of 2026. Thoughts on that, because the Browns hold two first-round picks next year?
Yeah, it's a good question. I feel like I've talked to people in the Saints organization who kind of feel the same way about this, and I would say I don't think that the Browns drafting two quarterbacks in 2025 will keep them from drafting a quarterback in 2026 if they don't feel like they have the guy. I think, first of all, finding the quarterback is so important that they are going to use the resources it takes. I mean, you saw that with the Deshaun Watson trade, even though it didn't work. You can't fault them from an aggressive, like, if you're just judging how aggressive they were and how committed they were to trying to find the guy, you can say, I don't think they picked the right guy, but they definitely were aggressive giving the quarterback the only fully guaranteed contract at that level in NFL history. I think similarly, the two first round picks, they'll be able to package them for a quarterback if they like it in the first round. And I don't think that a quarterback, like if Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders is good but not great, I don't think that's going to keep them from taking a quarterback if they like it. But the same way that they felt like, hey, let's take Shador Sanders in the fifth round despite already taking Dylan Gabriel, was a matter of think about the value relative to the spot. I think that that's kind of how Andrew Berry views this.
All right, then I'll ask you one last question and let you go. Ohio State, Texas, I'm sure you're taking the Longhorns, correct?
I should, and I also got to say, I'm getting married that weekend, and I think we have some people who RSVP no to the wedding so that they could go to the game. So I'm just laughing. We have a couple people, and I'm like, why aren't they coming? They literally live in Dallas where I'm getting married. And my parents are like, I bet they're going to the game. And my dad also called me up before when the schedule came out, before I knew what it was. He was like, should we go to this? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, cool, it's the weekend of your wedding. And I'm like, oh, I might have a conflict. So, yeah, that should be quite the game.
What's a few hours? You can just push the wedding one way or another just to make sure you take care of everybody.
I'm guessing your fiance likes football, so he'll understand, right?
Right, right. I mean, we'll just get married in the stadium, right? I've never been there, so.
It's a lot of gifts. You get a lot of gifts if you do that, though. Probably not a bad idea, although it would be pretty expensive. It might be too expensive for that. Imagine the cake you'd have to buy. Jory, thank you. We appreciate it. Love to have you on. Love to have you back on sometime in the near future, too. Thank you, Jory.
Thanks, Jory.
Jeff, Andy, great to be on with you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Jory Epstein, nice enough to join us from Yahoo Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Just a few moments ago, we had Jory Epstein on from Yahoo Sports. And Jeff...
She was fun.
Yeah, I thought she was great. And what makes it interesting, again, is the perspective, right? The whole how you see things. And I looked to your reaction. You were kind of looking the other way. When I said to her, give me your depth chart. And she had Flacco 1, Pickett 2. Mm-hmm. But she also thinks Pickett's getting traded. What'd you think of that?
I think it's an interesting opinion. I don't know that I agree, but you never know what's going to happen. But we do know this.
Bit of a training camp update here, gentlemen. I'm taking this from Zach Jackson from The Athletic because... It truly speaks to me on this. Joe Flacco gets the first team reps of the day.
Oh, glory be.
As you know, Zach adds in, going, guys his age are supposed to spend July 12th checking out the neighbor's yard sale and falling asleep in the recliner watching the U.S. Open.
Wow.
That's beautiful. June 12th. That's beautiful. See, don't pick on Joe. Come on, Zach. Don't pick on Joe.
I don't think he is because, I mean, I'm close to that age, and that's pretty much about what I would be doing.
With a case of beer.
All we are doing is picking apart our quarterbacks today. Have you noticed that?
We're
cutting on his age. No, I may have said something about Dylan Gabriel's height.
I'm not cutting on anybody. You picked on poor short Dylan.
Oh, I feel like we're picking on Joe, too.
I'm not.
Just because
Dan just read what Zach said.
I've agreed with everything Joe Flacco has said, even down to social media dances. The man's on a heater right now. We have to enjoy it.
The man's on a heater. The only thing that could ruin it are pick sixes in practice.
That's true. And playoff
Ballad,
games.
Valid, yeah.
And playoff games.
That already happened.
So, but she has him. I thought her perspective on this was interesting. And Dan, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it too. That, you know, like Joe Flacco is the guy to start this thing and we'll see where it goes. And Kenny Pickett's going to get traded. And then we'll see what the young guys have during the regular season, right? Is that a fair assessment of what she said? Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Keep in mind, this team trades quarterbacks. Correct?
Yes, correct.
You know, Josh Dobbs was here for a while, and then they traded him at the end of training camp, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So maybe that's what happens here. And she might be right. Maybe Kenny Pickett gets traded. But, you know, again, to me, if Kenny gets traded, it's not a failure of the Browns. What it is like, okay, so cross him off the list and you move on. And then I think she had a really interesting comment about quarterbacks and patience that I think, Andy, is probably worth listening to again.
Yeah, I
don't think that the Browns drafting two quarterbacks in 2025 will keep them from drafting a quarterback in 2026 if they don't feel like they have the guy. I think, first of all, finding the quarterback is so important that they are going to use the resources it takes. I mean, you saw that with the Deshaun Watson trade, even though it didn't work. You can't fault them from an aggressive, like, if you're just judging how aggressive they were and how committed they were to trying to find the guy, you can say, I don't think they picked the right guy, but they definitely were aggressive giving the quarterback the only fully guaranteed contract at that level in NFL history.
And then she said, and so hopefully if you're the Browns, you have a comfortable fit at quarterback moving forward by the end of 2026.
And then,
can you imagine doing this for another year and a half?
Yeah, I absolutely can.
Yeah, me too.
Based on what the next question was.
Me too.
Right? I, for those of you that don't know this, she went to Texas. She graduated from Texas where Arch Manning is. Right? And so now
Arch is going to play one day in college, isn't he?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I think it might.
His last name is all that matters, isn't it?
Not really.
And because, you know, that extra draft pick is just sitting there waiting for the Browns.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee you're going to get Arch Manning just because you have two draft picks.
Yeah, well, whether it's him or somebody else, you could probably grab another quarterback with two first-round draft picks.
I would think so, yeah. Well, without question, you can. Can you get the guy you want? And do you need to get a guy next year? That's what I'm hoping we find an answer to this year. And I hope we find it soon enough. My guess is we won't know for sure until the end of next year and end of this season. And even then, Andy, if you're in a position to draft a really good quarterback next year, and let's say Dylan Gabriel goes out, starts 8 games, and looks pretty good, well, I'd still take that chance to draft that quarterback.
I would also say this, Browns fans, how do you not want to watch Penn State when they're playing? Because we've heard Drew Eller's name for, like, what, the last 7 years?
Yes.
And, you know, reports that maybe he could have been the Browns' top pick at quarterback this year if he had decided to come out.
Maybe.
So that's sitting there, too. Now, whether they would be able to get him through their natural pick of where they land this year, which means the season was brutal, or they're able to take their pick and couple that up with what Jacksonville's pick that we got in the trade, that you'd be sitting there and you'd be able to have a little bit of ammo to move up in the draft, you know, combining those two first round picks for another team. And I don't know. I look at it and I just kind of, I'm not sold on what this quarterback situation is. You're sitting here with 5 quarterbacks and guess what? None of them may be your starting quarterback in the future. I hope that's not true. I really want one of these two young quarterbacks to be the quarterback of the future for the Browns. And when I say young, you know, I'm talking about Gabriel or I'm talking about Sanders. Because if one of them works out, now you have the ammo to go out and get really good college football players if you don't screw up the draft. Please draft players that want to play football in the first round. I'm just going out on a limb. The bar isn't very high for me, but I would love for you to be able to draft guys in the first round that are going to be around for more than 4 or 5 years. Am I crazy asking for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beyond your rookie contract, am I asking so much so?
How dare you ask players that
you get a player that could last for 4 or 5 years?
How dare you ask players to own an alarm clock? How dare you want them to play football? How dare you?
Can I?
It's insane.
Can I just throw this at you?
No. What if we said no just once? We said, Jeff, you're not allowed to throw this.
We have. He just does it anyway.
I'd probably get up and go down and
have a cup of
coffee.
Get
something to drink downstairs.
Some soup. You would have soup. What's the soup today?
I don't know.
I mean, no, that's not true. There's no way you don't know what the soup is today.
Dan told me, and it was something I didn't care for, so I hit delete. Right. And listen, you just said something.
Yes.
And I don't mean to downplay your optimism.
Oh, you must be.
Okay. No, I don't.
I can smell
it. But you said, you know, hopefully one of these two young guys.
Yeah.
You do know how unlikely it is that a guy will last to the 3rd round or the 5th round and become your big-time franchise quarterback. Now, the fact that they're here and will get that opportunity, I understand the optimism, and I admire that, Andy. But the reality is,
I just think if you throw enough darts at a dartboard, one of them is going to hit a double, a triple, or a bullseye.
Right, and that guy might come in 2026. You know, there's... It doesn't mean they can't do it. Russell Wilson, perfect example. You know, Tom Brady, Patriots got lucky as you know what. Kirk Cousins was, what, a 4th-round pick by Washington. Mm-hmm. that worked. It happens. It doesn't happen very often. And I'm with you. Man, I hope Dylan Gabriel is phenomenal. And we become home of the shortest starting quarterback since Norm Van Brocklin. That'd be great. That'd be wonderful. I don't care how tall he is, if he can play. I hope Shedeur Sanders goes out and throws the ball downfield and still completes passes like he was throwing them behind the line of scrimmage. That'd be great. But I think every Browns fan needs to temper their expectation. You don't have to temper your enthusiasm. Why not, man? Get excited. Root for him. But I think you have to temper your expectations here because history shows us. I mean, it's tough to rewrite history. That the odds of either one of these guys becoming really, really good and your franchise quarterback are slim. Dak Prescott did. You know, that worked. I think Dak was, what, a fourth-round pick or a third by Dallas? Maybe Dylan Gabriel can do the same.
Here is my bigger point on this. And while Mason Graham and Carson Schwechinger could end up being all pro, and this would be probably the best draft that they've had forever, if both quarterbacks don't work out, fans, maybe not hardcore football fans, will look at this draft as a failure and a waste of two picks. Whether they're third or fifth rounders, it doesn't matter. If they end up having to draft a quarterback next year, I think fans will look at this thing and say, you know what? We wasted two picks. I don't care what round it was. And that's only because quarterback is 1,000 times sexier than taking a defensive tackle or taking a linebacker. And if Graham and...
Well, who were they supposed to take? Tell me that.
I think fans would have liked to have seen them take a quarterback. Even who? If they thought... it doesn't matter.
Jackson Dart?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does if you don't evaluate him to be good. If you don't think the guy is the fifth pick, why would you take him? Because he plays a position that you think is, you know, I mean, you have to have one. But if you don't think he can do the job, why would you take him?
I don't think that's the way fans look at things.
Doesn't matter how fans look at it. They're going to root for wins.
Well, then we're going to sit here, fans and analysts are going to sit here and say, man, the Browns really screwed up that draft. They wasted two picks. They probably could have got a wide receiver with that third round pick or maybe even a fifth round pick if they knew what they were doing. That's the way they're going to go back. Are going to go back and look at this draft and say they wasted this. Remember when they drafted two quarterbacks and neither one of them worked out?
Oh, you mean those two guys? I thought you were talking about Mason Graham and Schwechinger.
No. I'm not talking. I don't know what it would take for fans to be like, Mason Graham, Carson Schwechinger. Oh, man, they are the two that to reach Joe Thomas status. You know what I'm saying?
You missed yesterday. You were out having fun. Tom reacted to my all-time Cleveland Browns fifth-round draft choice team. Dano.
That was a list, wasn't
it? Was it full of unknowns and never was guys? A couple of guys who were really good, and they were all drafted in the 50s and early 60s when the draft was like 12 rounds.
I think the best way I would describe it was a lot of people that the two of you went, oh, they were really nice. I like talking to them.
They were a good guy.
They were a really good guy. There's a lot of that.
Came in after the segment, and I did it for this reason. Here's why you temper your expectations about Shedeur. This is how unlikely it is. And Dan came in afterwards and said, you've done a lot of list type things. And that was one of the worst.
I can't disagree with someone. I can't sit here and look at and just Shedeur Sanders to me just isn't a fifth round pick. And I'll leave it at that. I don't look at him as your atypical fifth round pick, nor do I think anybody else does. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Hey, I just want to give you a reminder tonight, too. And, you know, sometimes we make fun of Kevin Stefanski, but one of the things he does in town that is really outstanding is the Keepers Foundation. You've heard him talk about it before. I mean, Jeff, that's his...
Indeed, I have.
The thing. So the Keepers Foundation has a big night out by the lake tonight from 6:30 to 11. Trust Cleveland is where it's at. And I was already looking at some of the stuff. They have an online auction going on for that. Again, that's the Stefanski's family, their commitment to creating opportunities for underprivileged and disadvantaged youth in our communities. And I've heard him talk about it. He talks about it with such great passion. And, you know, they've done a lot to invest money and all kinds of sorts of stuff like mentorship and, you know, support for kids in our community. So you might just want to check that out. Thekeepersfoundation.org is what the Coaches Foundation is again. So just kind of cool. I love when we see folks that have the opportunity to give back to the community, and we could recognize that. I feel good, you know, recognizing that. And if you want to take a look at it, it's pretty cool too.
Yep, so. Indeed.
U.S. Open going out. We're going to get back to football here in a second, but Dan's got something fast.
Yeah, let's just hit a little bit of it quickly. So currently at the last day of mandatory minicamp in Berea today, we're going to keep you up to date on any updates that come down. A lot of red zone drills going on right now. Flacco first, Pickett second, Gabriel third, each with a new O-line group. All red zone 11 on 11s, now 7 on 7s with two fields going at the same time from what I'm seeing here. So it seems like they're continuing with red zone drills, continuing to get all the quarterbacks a boatload of reps, and the veterans getting the majority of them with the ones.
Okay.
Gatorade, is it, what color is the Gatorade today? Do we know?
I won't know until it gets dumped on Kevin Stefanski's head.
It's the Browns. It's orange.
Not necessarily. I have seen blue out there. Just
way to play along, Andy.
I didn't want to play along because I've seen blue. And, you know, I'm not about giving out fake information or false information. So I just want to make sure. Maybe perhaps there was actually the actual green Gatorade or the yellow Gatorade. Let's get with the program, Jeff. Let's be honest.
The original.
Let's be honest. Have you seen those commercials where they have the guy with the old Southern Florida voice?
Of course. We called it Gatorade.
We called it Gatorade. U.S. Open, Jeff. I know you're very excited about this.
I love the majors. I'm mad that it's already the third major of the season and we've just hit summer here in Northeast Ohio.
Why does that bother you so much?
Why, that it's the third major?
Yeah, that they've already rearranged
it. I like them spread out throughout the entire summer.
And so you think it should end in August?
I like the PGA where it was, but it was kind of an afterthought. Now they've kind of squeezed it in, and I still think it's kind of an afterthought. But I just, it's fine. I like it when the majors spread themselves out over the summer. This is going to be a really, it's already going on. It's really cool. I'm not overly familiar with Oakmont Country Club, but I know it was in Pittsburgh and I knew the church pews and I knew it was tough. I did some reading the last day or two about the course and how it was built and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating story. It's, you know, it's an over 100-year-old course. It's been there. When it was originally built, the course was 6,400 yards and a par 80. Par 80.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the guy who built the course was a guy who was in the steel industry, and he sold his business to Andrew Carnegie.
Okay.
And so, you know, there goes, he became filthy rich real fast.
And then he had a market and he started selling
liked,
melons.
Liked,
and so that together they became golf, the college. Yeah.
Liked golf. And then thought, you know, I'm going to build a golf course. Bought 191 acres of farmland outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
By Oakmont.
Right off Turnpike.
And then, well, the Turnpike wasn't there at the time. And then
it is now.
Built this golf course and designed the golf course himself. It's the only golf course the dude ever designed, and he designed a classic, and it's really cool. And they've embraced the history of the whole thing. Apparently, in the clubhouse, they kind of embrace it maybe to the nth degree.
Okay.
The men's locker room is not air conditioned because it never was. The women's locker room is air conditioned. The men's locker room has hidden little lockers inside the men's lockers where the guys could hide their booze during Prohibition. So when they make new lockers, they include the hidden locker. There are benches in there that still have they're old, spike marks. They haven't changed them. And so they say, so you can sit right here where Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Gary Player and Tiger Woods put on their shoes and left their spike marks. It's really pretty cool. Look at some of the greens. Some of them are huge.
I'm kind of enthralled with the locker room situation that you're talking about here.
The ninth hole, it's just, and it's a square green. There are a number of greens that are square. And the green today, the stick is at the front of the green.
Mm-hmm.
Guys can practice putting on the back of the green while the tournament's going on.
Wait.
It's huge.
How does that work?
I don't know. You have to ask them.
It's so big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a great big, you know, overinflated tee is what it looks like.
Mm.
And the church pews, you know, the huge 100-yard long bunker with grass. It looked like church pews in it. But it's a really good test. And there's a stat with an Andy that's really pretty unbelievable that I kind of like a lot. Let me find it for you.
Mm-hmm.
The tournament itself, last 9 U.S. Opens held at Oakmont. I mean, what kind of a course is it if you can have 9 U.S. Opens there?
That's true.
There have been 1,385 players. Okay.
Okay.
In the 9 U.S. Opens, only 27. Of the 1,385 players were under par. 27.
Out of how many? Say that again.
1,385.
Wow.
Less than 2% of all U.S. Open participants over nearly 100 years have been under par at Oakmont. Right now, a bunch of guys under par. About 8. But it's a long tournament.
It's super tough to get on the course. Too, like almost.
Oh,
impossible.
I don't know. I would guess if you're rich and you buy a membership, you can get on.
But it's most folks that get the opportunity to play are playing in a charity outing when they go there.
I would imagine.
At least that's what Golf 365 had that when I was kind of reading a little bit about the event itself. All right, let's talk about favorites going into this thing and what makes this event so exciting. Who do you like?
I mean, how could he go against Scottie Scheffler at this point?
Right now,
yeah. I mean, the guy's been on such a heater. He's putting like one of the best players in the world, and that was always his Achilles heel. Now he's putting well. It's like, good luck, everyone. I mean, everybody's looking at Scottie. I think Rory's making some noise early on. Hopefully he could get the driver together. He was spraying drives all over the place last week. I mean, it's kind of your big four. You know, it's Rory, it's Bryson, it's Scottie. And then some people would throw Xander in there, and then other people would not throw Xander Schauffele in there. It depends on who you talk to. But those are probably your big four.
Bryson DeChambeau is about 15, 20 feet tops off the green, but the rough is really long and really thick. He hacked one. It went about 8 feet. He hacked another one, just got on the fringe. So it took him two shots to get on the fringe, but then he drained a 20-footer from the fringe to save something.
I know we all enjoy golf and we all like watching it, and especially the majors and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but do we like this style? Like, do we like the U.S. Open where it's we're going to grow the rough until it's like cabbage, and then we're going to have just insane bunkers all over the place, and these greens are going to move all over the place, borderline unnatural, and these guys, if you're like three under, you win this tournament. Do we like this, or
yes.
do we like it a little bit better when it's like, I guess, for lack of better terminology, a little more fair?
Do you know why I like it?
Sure.
And I've read quotes from several players about this. It's a really tough golf course. You have to, you know, they've talked about how tough it is and the way you have to play it and the strategy involved. But it went back to this. We're all playing the same course. I mean, you don't have to be 20 under par to win a golf tournament. If that golf tournament screams that you're three over and you can win, okay, well, the point is to win the tournament. It's not to shoot 15, 20 under par. So that's okay. You're all competing on the same course.
Yeah, I don't
care.
Go
for it.
I don't care what it is. I love when the course wins. I want the course to win every time.
You want these guys to have to play golf
hard. Especially at this level.
Well, think about us. You know, and anybody, most anybody listening, if any of us were to go out and shoot par, wouldn't we be giddy?
Yes.
So that means it's a challenging game. Nothing wrong with these guys being at par or slightly under or slightly over. I mean, we all know how difficult of a game it is. Just because you've mastered it and are a pro doesn't mean you shouldn't be challenged.
I'd love what we just picked up. Was it 11 or 12? Somebody was out there. The weeds that are in between the holes, and that they, you know, to think about having to go through the rough that is so rough that it's just like you, like when you, if
it's
you
five,
lose a ball in the
inches,
woods,
yeah, deep, I just, and it's really thick.
And I hope they come out of there sneezing and have the same allergy problems I have.
They all have endorsement deals with Benadryl, though.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, they have the other part of it, and this is probably why they wear long pants and they can't wear shorts, but to
poison
come out
ivy.
With a little bit of an itch. Maybe their legs are a little bit red or irritated from rubbing up against something that they're allergic to. Like, that's the way real golf should be played. Allergies, pesticides, you name it. Just remember, kids, whatever you do, don't put that tea in your mouth after it's been in the ground.
Worrying about a tree branch falling on your head because you're that deep into the woods.
Exactly.
Playing someone else's ball because you're like, they haven't found it yet.
Putting that X out in your bag. Come on, you know you do it. You're like, oh, there's only a little bit of magic marker on this one. I'll take that
some
one.
Some of these greens.
I wasn't playing a Titleist before that last shot, but guess who's playing one now? Kunk.
Some of these greens are just so huge. You know, you put it on the green and you've got 120 feet to the hole. It is
wide
it's
open.
It's awesome, man.
It is neat. I got
to tell you. It looks like Scottish links, doesn't it?
What do you got?
Mini camp.
Oh, an update?
Has
it a bell or something? Oh, it ended.
You're done. Players are off the field at practice. Mandatory mini camp.
Oh, my God. What are we going
to
talk about?
To a close. Has come to a close. Now, everybody, let's go around the room and talk about what we've learned and how we've grown over this time.
Oh, it's been a really good, one of those workplace retreats where we've had the opportunity to go outside and talk. We might as well bring that up when we come back. Now that minicamp is over, no more practice, what have we learned? Also, some other Brown stuff that I want to talk about when we get to her in a minute. Someone was talking over the last 2 days, and you're going to want to hear what they had to say. Plus, Darryl Ryder, 1 o'clock, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.